الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. From a solar calendar perspective, we are drawing towards the end of another year. Whether it's financial circles, commercial circles, or basic human nature, when you reach the end of one cycle and you are going towards another cycle, in this continuity, generally we find that this is a period of introspection, analysis. How much am I progressing? The stark and the sad reality is that today majority of us, in determining or in establishing am I successful, am I succeeding, am I failing, am I progressing, am I retrogressing, many of us, we draw those conclusions on the basis and the value system of the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We fail to realize that we are Muslims. And when it comes to being a Muslim, the first condition, Allah Ta'ala commands you, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. There's no measured entrance into Islam. There's no contemplation, there's no balancing. You want to be Muslim? Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. You have to enter 100% into Islam. Your values have to be determined by the Quran. Your values have to be determined in the light of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise you will never succeed. And if you look at all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, from Adam alayhi salam to our beloved master Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ulama say that if you have to divide the mission of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, they came with basically three things. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, that Allah is the doer and besides Allah no one can do. Risalat, that follow the Nabi of that time. And a third fundamental component, which is absolutely vital. And herein lies a problem for many of us, is this belief of akhirat. This conviction by, tujhe bhi marna hai, mujhe bhi marna hai. We have to die. We haven't come to live in this world. This world is mata'un qaleel. This world is ayyamam ma'dudat. This world, ka'annahum yawma yarawnaha lam yalbathu illa ashiyatan aw duhaha. What is this dunya? Allahu Akbar, one expression of Quran, not even a complete verse. Allah says, this entire dunya, when the reality of akhirat comes in front, what every Nabi has been telling us about, what every janazah is reminding us about, what every setting sun is reminding us about, that by understand, aaga raho apne maut ka, tujhe marna hai bhai, tujhe marna hai, tujhe marna hai, you have to die. That janaza is telling you that you have to die. That setting sun is telling you that you have to die. That visit to a hospital is telling you, you have to die. And when it happens, what does Quran say? All this tamasha, all this bagdor, all this chasing behind the dunya, all these December vacations and holidays, all these fancy wedding ceremonies, all the latest car, latest fashion, all this hankering behind the dunya, لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا. Allah says, all this will appear to be one morning or one evening. مُسَافِرْ خَانَا هَي مَا لِي وَلِدْ دُنْيَا مَا أَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا كَرَاكِبٍ إِسْتَذَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَ ثُمَّ رَاحَ فَتَرَكَهَا. Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Tajidari Madina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your lapse or your life in this world is like someone who rested underneath one tree and then left it. Any measurement of your and my progress, any determination of the direction our life is going, any analysis at the end of this year, am I succeeding or am I failing? If it is done with the mentality of a kafir, if it is done with the mentality where you took akhirat out of the equation, then my respected brothers, such an analysis can never ever be correct. What it is qaruniyat. It is firauniyat. It is the same mentality of Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. If you take akhirat out of the equation, because when we look in Quran, when Allah talks about success, wherever Allah talks about success, majority of the places, I'm going to mention a few verses. Jummah, unfortunately, we're always fighting against time. Just a few verses. And let us analyze this. Allah is telling us who is successful. Now, who is going to decide for you? What Allah and His Rasul say, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Or are you going to let the media decide for you? Or are you going to let that annual graduation ceremony tell you whether you succeeded or failed? Or are you going to let that computer screen which shows you how many zeros in your bank balance tell you whether you succeeded or failed? What are we making effort for? Who do we consider to be successful? Who do we respect? Who do we look up to? Understand it in the light of Quran. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. The one who is saved from Jahannam, died in a condition, Allah is happy with him. Saved from Jahannam, entered Jannat. فَقَدْ, فَقَدْ, without a doubt. This is emphasis of Quran. Without a doubt, wo kamyab ho gaya, he succeeded. And then immediately, look at the hikmat of Quran. The slippery slope that will take you away from this. Immediately linked to that, what does Allah say? وَمَلْ حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Pagal insan, aga ho jao bhai, bedar ho jao, wake up. The life of this world is nothing but a deception. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The one whose scale of deeds in akhirat is heavy, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, اُسْنِ فَلَا پَالِيَا, اُسْنِ وہ کامیاب ہو گیا, he is successful. اُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم في جهنم خالدون. Who has failed? The one who failed his metric exam? No. The one who didn't get the degree? No. The one whose business deal didn't materialize? No. The one who was not able to achieve his worldly ambitions and aspirations? No. Who has failed? Quran tells us. And this is qawlun fasl. Wama huwa bil hazl. This is tammat kalimatu rabbika sidqan wa adla. La mubadila li kalimati. Inna hadha innahu lahu al haqqul yaqeen. Haqqul yaqeen. Allahu Akbar. It is sad, my respected brothers, we can't translate these expressions that Allah uses. Haqqul yaqeen. Haqqul yaqeen. Allah says this is haqq and this is yaqeen. You can't doubt this. Who has failed? The one whose scale of deeds is light. The one who didn't prepare for mort. The one who didn't please Allah. خسروا أنفسهم قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين لهم من جهنم مهاد ومن فوقهم غواش. Look at the emotive language of Quran. Qul, tell them, eh, mere Habib Pak, oh my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, Qul, tell them. The losers are not those who lost in matric. The losers are not those who lost in university. The losers are not those who are living in some hut, who don't have a roof over their head. Who are the losers? إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة. They are those that put themselves and their families into loss. يوم القيامة day. آخرت. Our tabligh jamaat, our elders are crying to us. Bring this muzakara in your homes. Go door to door. Go in gush. Sit in your masjid. Give da'wat of akhirat. Talk about akhirat. Talk about dying. Talk about those worms and insects in the grave. Don't get carried away by that 5-star hotel that you booked in December. Or that family, or that fancy tour that you booked, or that lush imagery of one white sandy beach and lovely lapping waters of the oceans. Don't get carried away by the glitter and glamour and the lights of this world. Khasireen, the losers are who threw themselves and their families into loss. Yawm al-Qiyamah on that day. And then Allah is like an alarm bell. Allah, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. This is the great loss. لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ mihad. Above their heads will be fire. وَلَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ mihad. Their bedding will be out of fire. وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشِ. Above their heads will be fire. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانِ. Their pants will be made out of fire. نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Their rooms will be out of fire. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَ فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَ. They will be vacuum packed in a boiling vacuum of fire. Ye kahani nahi hai bhai. These are not fairy tales. This is not some story somebody sat in front of a computer and imagined all this. This is haqqul yaqeen. Haqqul yaqeen. Haqqul yaqeen. The absolute truth that this marhala is coming. Marna hai. Any attempt to analyze whether you are succeeding or going in the right direction, having removed this yaqeen of akhirat from the equation. This is destruction. Today our whole thinking is upside down. We think the value of people is based on what? Success is based on what? Dolat, paisa. Paisa. The man is crying, I lost money. The man is happy, I gained something. Dunya, shohrat, position, status. Allahu Akbar. Who was more beloved to Allah? Who was more special to Allah? Who was more chahita to Allah than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What dunya Allah gave him? Umar radiallahu anhu says, دخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا هو متجع على رمال حصير ليس بينه وبينه فراش متكئا على وسادة من أدم حشوها ليف. I entered the room. Whose room is this? Whose room is this that Umar is describing? Where did he enter? Whose darbar? Whose special quarters has he entered? إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كُلِّهَا حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا. This is that personality that said that Jannat is haram. Jannat is haram. Allah will not allow any person to put any foot in Jannat till he doesn't enter Jannat. That is his maqam. And Umar says, I entered his room. He was lying on a straw mat. There was no blanket. There was no sheet. I saw the imprint of the mat on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his worldly circumstance. His pillow, he says, was date palm, not down feathers. Dry leaves was the filling of the pillow. Umar, not an ordinary person, a man whose personality, intelligence, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed a seal upon it when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lo kana ba'di nabiyun lakana Umar." If there to be a nabi after me, it would have been Umar. But at this juncture, Umar makes a mistake. Not mistake because he didn't understand, mistake because of his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He couldn't bear to see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this condition. So what does he say? Ya Rasulullah, ud'ullah, falyuwassi ala ummatik, fa inna faris wal rum qad wussi alayhim. وَهُمْ لَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهِ. We heard this incident. There's no one amongst us that wouldn't have heard this incident. You heard it many times. But understand it. صرف بات سننا کافی نہیں ہے بھائی. سمجھنا ہے. Understand. Take it to heart. Learn the lesson. Umar, out of his love, effusive love for Rasulullah SAW, makes a very big mistake. What mistake does he make? Ya Rasulullah, make dua to Allah. You are Allah's beloved. The Romans and the Persians are in the lap of luxury and this is your condition? Ask Allah to open the door of dunya. Ask Allah to open the door of dunya. My Nabi was lying down. He gets up. Strikes the chest of Umar. Awafi anta hadha yabn al-Khattab. Main to aapko akalmand samajhta tha. Umar, I thought you were intelligent. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, Umar? How can you make such a mistake? What is wrong with you? Not Umar, you and I. You and I. That have this perception. Get the degree, you succeeded. Fill the pockets, fill your pockets, you succeeded. Have that fancy wedding, you succeeded. Drive the fancy car, you succeeded. Status symbols today. You and I, our mistake, not Umar. Umar, when he gave khutbah as the Khalifa of the Islamic Sultanate, had 12 patches on his clothing. You and I, the message is for you and I. What is wrong with you? أُولَٰئِكَ قَوْمٌ قَدْ عُجِّلَتْ لَكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. The Romans and the Persians, Allah gave them dunya. وَلَنَا الْآخِرَةُ وَلَنَا الْآخِرَةُ. We have akhirat. Are you not happy with that? Are you not happy with that? This thinking today, by my respected brothers, every direction, dunya, dunya, dunya. Pagalo ki tarah, like mad people running. Even the musalli today, his thinking is the same as Firaun and Qarun. Allah forgive us. We've taken Allah, we've taken His Rasul, and we've taken akhirat out of the equation. This is why this muzakara of akhirat, this dawat of akhirat has to be given every day, every moment, every home, every masjid, every street, every gully. This is not some mindset of Maulana Ilyas, rahmatullah alayhi. Talk about akhirat. Talk about maut. Otherwise you will fall into this trap. Today the street sweeper doesn't push his chest out and say, I am successful. Who says he's successful? The one who's driving the fancy car. The one who's got the wealth of this world. Is that success? Or are you going to leave it behind? What is the reality of success? How do you rationalize the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If this was the mayar, if this was the basis of success, wealth, Are you and I ever going to get more wealthy than Qarun? What was the wealth of Qarun? This is why Allah tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قِصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَى لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Quran encourages us to read stories, not comic book stories, not fiction stories. Quran encourages us to read the stories of Anbiya. Read, why? Because in those incidents are ibrat, a lesson. Qarun was from the family of Musa alayhi salam. Inna Qarun min qawmi Musa. He was from the family of Musa alayhi salam. And how much wealth Allah gave him? Quran describes it. Allah doesn't tell you how much wealth. Allah says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ وَلِلْقُوَّةِ. Allah says, we gave him so much of wealth. Not he earned. Allah says, we gave him. آتَيْنَاهُ. Not earn. Allah says, we gave him, because wealth is Allah's distribution. It's not your intelligence, not your business acumen. Allah says, we gave him so much of wealth that just to lift the keys. Today you think you are a millionaire or a multi-millionaire. You got one safety deposit box or one bank vault. How many keys? One key. Maybe a digital pad because of technological advancement. Allah says the keys to the khazana and treasures of Qarun required a huge army of men just to carry the keys. Forget what we gave him. Musa alayhi salam, he was from his family. He gives Qarun advice. Dhoka mein mat jao bhai. Don't be deceived, Qarun. Don't be deceived by this. Why? You're going to die. You're going to have to leave all this behind. So what advice does Musa alayhi salam give Qarun? وَبْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهِ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Every Nabi of Allah, this was part of his mission. Akhirat, akhirat, akhirat. He told Qarun, use what Allah gave you in this world. Allah gave it to you. آتَاكَ اللَّهِ, not what you earn. Use what Allah gave you in this world to earn your akhirat. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Another advice he gave Qarun, Allah has been very kind to you, Qarun. There are many poor, battling people out there. There are many people struggling to make ends meet. Allah opened the door of wealth on you. Allah was very kind to you. Now repay that by spending on the poor. Spend on your family. Spend on those that are in need. Apply yourself more in the worship of Allah, because Allah has been kinder to you than others in this world. Example of that, Aisha enters the room of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My Nabi at night used to stand in tahajjud salah till his mubarak feet used to swell. She says, لِمَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah has forgiven all your past and future sins. Why are you doing this to yourself? أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Aisha, Allah was very kind to me. Shouldn't I make his shukr? So this is what Musa alayhi salam says to Qarun. أَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah was kind to you, now repay that. Exert yourself in Allah's ibadat, Allah's shukr. Use this wealth which Allah gave you to earn your akhirat. But what was the problem? In Qarun's eyes, Musa alayhi salam didn't enjoy any respect. Musa alayhi salam was ghareeb. Musa alayhi salam was poor. Today when the Molanas are advising the wealthy people, what the reaction is? Don't get involved in my financial affairs. You keep to your imamat and you keep to the masjid. Then I got no problem with you. But don't tell me how to earn. Don't get involved in my affairs. When I have my fancy wedding, that too I'll put one room separately where there's no video and there's no music for the Molanas. And when they finish and go, then I'll carry on my own way. You don't tell me how to run my life. Because our basis of respect is what? How big the bank balance is. How much dunya that person has got. Quran, I'm not saying this. Don't take this in a bad way. Quran tells us this. Shuaib alayhi salam, when he told his people, إِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ بِخَيْرِ. Allah has blessed you people. Why are you cheating? Why are you engaging in false business practices? What was the reaction? This is Quran and this is literal translation. أَصَلَاتُكَ تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء إنك لأنت الحليم الرشيد. Shuaib, we had no problem with your salah, with your ibadat. You're a molana, you're a molvi, you're a Allah wala. We got no problem with that. But do you think now your piety and your dindari gives you the right to tell us an naf'ala ma nasha fi amwalina, to tell us what to do with our wealth? You think we are going to take you seriously? That you keep to yourself, we're not interested. You know, like they say, हमें आपके बाद बिल्कुल पसंद नहीं. The moment you start talking about dini affairs, we don't want to hear about it. Today you tell a man about qabr, akhirat, he says, why are you talking sad topics? Talk interesting topics. There's one latifa, I'm digressing. There's one joke they give. Many of us, maybe that's why the faces are so serious. Maybe we don't understand this thing about I don't like at all what you say. I have no interest at all in what you say. There was one person, he went for one magni somewhere, he saw one girl. So he comes home, the prospective father-in-law phones him up. He says, bhai, you came to see my daughter, I just wanted to let you know, don't take it in a bad way. Mujhe aapko bilkul pasand nahi aaya. I didn't like you at all. So he says, okay uncle, no problem. So he says, listen bhai, there's one more thing I need to tell you. He says, what is it uncle? He says, I want you to be in absolutely no doubt that I didn't like anything about you. So he says, okay, I got the message, no problem. He says, listen, there's one more thing I need to tell you. He says, what is that? So he says, sometimes, you know, you don't like a person, but his smile is nice, or his appearance is nice, or his character is nice. I just wanted to make it clear with you, there was nothing about you that I liked. So he says, okay, uncle, no problem. So he says, listen, my wife wants to speak to you. So then this youngster gets his hopes up, maybe she says something else. She says, so she takes the phone, time is short, so I'm just cutting it short. He says, she says, you know what, better... My husband said he didn't like anything about you. You might have thought that maybe I liked something and he was influencing me. I just wanted to let you know that I also didn't like you. She says, okay, auntie, I understood now. She says, no, but okay, hold on, my daughter wants to speak to you. So now he thinks maybe parents put influence, so this girl comes on the phone. She says, you know what, you heard what my father said, what my mother said. I just wanted to clarify with you from my side also that I also didn't like anything about you. Now he lost his temper. So now he wants to start swearing. Puts the phone down in anger. Just then the phone rings again. This time he had been to two places. He went somewhere else. Now these people liked him. So that girl's father phones. Hello, you know you came to see my daughter. Before that man can start, he starts swearing. He said, "Bhai, beta, listen." He said, "I'm not interested in you. You are like this and you are like that. Listen, I wanted to tell you..." Not giving him a chance, swearing him. Eventually when the person managed to get a word in, he says, listen, I just wanted to tell you that we liked you, but now the way you spoke, we want to have nothing to do with you. So this is what is bilkul pasand nahi aaya. Today when it comes to the talks of deen, particularly, jab pet bhar jata hai, or jab jeb bhar jata hai, when the pocket is full, and when the stomach is full, then we don't want to listen to anybody's advice. Buy in business till you don't take possession of something, you can't on-sell it, that sale is not permissible. Who are you, Maulanas, to tell us? You are going to tell us how to earn. Stay away from riba, stay away from interest. All these things don't make sense. What we want to do, we want to put a logical viewpoint on it. Same thing was done with Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. What is the root? The root today is we are prepared to take seriously and look up to somebody who has wealth. Piety, taqwa, deendari in our scales doesn't count for anything. Look at the history of Islam, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab. The people of Makkah look up to them for what? Their wealth, their position, their status. This word Lahab, literally in Arabic, means spark of fire. Abu Lahab, it's mentioned in one book of history, was so handsome his cheeks used to shine like sparks of fire. But tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab. In Allah scales, who is successful? Qad aflahal mu'minun. Qad aflahal mu'minun. success, dignity, honor. Ulama say, bahar ke sarmaya se nahi bante hai bhai, andar ke sarmaya se bante hai. You are honorable, you are successful, you have achieved something, it's got nothing to do with what's outside. The Hugo Boss suit, or the fancy car, or the Land Cruiser, or the Mercedes Benz, or the Lamborghini, that is going to become dust, like your own body is going to become dust. Value is inside. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Jahannam, Bilal. What was his appearance? His lips were thick. Face was black. Slave background. But whose footsteps are heard in Jannat? Mari, Asma'u, Khashata comes in the riwayat. I can hear your footsteps in front of me in Jannat. What was it? What was inside? This thinking today, which street sweeper puts his chest out and says, I have succeeded or I achieved something? The minister, politician, millionaire, billionaire puts his chest out. Maine to kuch kamyab ho gaya. I've achieved something. In the light of Quran, understand this thinking. Musa alayhi salam. What is his maqam? What is Firaun's maqam? What does Firaun say? Am ana khair. This is literal translation. Am ana khair min hadha alladhi huwa maheen. Wala yakadu yubin. He says to his people, who is better? This gharib, miskeen, maheen, no position, can't even articulate himself, doesn't even speak eloquently. Alaysa li mulku misr wa hadhi al-anhar tajri min tahti. Can't you see I have the kingdom of Egypt? I have these rivers and streams flowing. I have this palace. I got this wealth. Mere paas ye daulat hai. This is Firauniyat. Ain Firauniyat, this thinking. He looked down upon Musa alayhi salam. Why? Musa alayhi salam was gharib and miskeen. But in Allah's eyes, qarrabnahu najiyya. Qarrabnahu najiyya. Allah says, we specially whispered to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam is that personality. Allah elevated him, that in the Quran that was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, there is no Nabi whose name is taken more often than Musa alayhi salam. Today when the proposal comes, what is our yardstick? How big is the bank balance? What is outside? What degree? What are the future financial prospects? There's one joke, I don't even want to even say it, but I'm just going to mention it anyway, we're running out of time. They say there was one person, very wealthy uncle. Somebody came with a proposal, gharib. So he had an interview with him. He said, listen, bhai, my daughter is used to a certain standard. How are you going to keep her in the standard? He said, listen, me, I'm going to study Quran and Hadith, and God will provide. He said, my daughter, every year she has a change of outfits, latest outfit from Paris, Europe. How are you going to give all that? He said, listen, I hear you. I'm going to study the Quran and Hadith and God will provide. So like that, every question he gives the same answer. Then the mother after that asks him, how did the interview go? So he says, listen, he's got no future financial prospects. He's got no degree. He's got no livelihood. But at least he thinks I'm God. Today that is the thinking. إِذَا خَتَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوا. My Nabi said, even when the mangni comes, when the proposal comes, what is your thinking? He said, deen and akhlaq, deen and akhlaq, deen and akhlaq. Don't worry about the financial background. Allah is the doer. Like we said, take lesson from the incidents of Anbiya. In the Quran, Allah describes one proposal. Today, first question by, what is your financial situation? In the Quran, the proposal that Quran describes, the answer to this question is, I have nothing. I am gharib, miskeen. I only have the shirt over my back. What job do you have? I have no job. No job, no income. Are you from this country? No, I'm a refugee. Where you came from? I came from the neighboring country. Why you left? I fled the neighboring country because by mistake I killed someone. And to save myself from the authorities, I ran there and I came here. Who will give his daughter to such a person? And yet, who is Quran describing? Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, no job, no financial prospects, killed somebody by mistake, ran from the authorities, is a refugee, and yet Allah gives him the daughter of a Nabi. Allah elevates him. قَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيَّا. What is this? These incidents are teaching us by your value system counts for nothing. The doer is Allah. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. The promise of Allah is the truth. مَرْنَا هَي بَائِ. حِسَاب دَيْنَا هَي بَائِ. You have to stand in Allah's court. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Don't let this dunya deceive you. Don't let this dunya deceive you. Don't let deceive you. Success under ke sarmaya. Well, success is what is inside. Die, die in a condition that Allah is happy with you. You may be penniless, you may not have a roof over your head, you may have nothing of this world, but by the qasam of my Allah, not one qasam, thousand qasams, there is no one more successful than you. Die where you have displeased Allah. You can have the wealth of Fir'aun and Qarun and Shaddad and Haman, but if Allah is not happy with you, by the qasam of my Allah, more unsuccessful than you, there is no one. This yaqeen of akhirat, this conviction of akhirat, particularly this vacation period, particularly this silly season, particularly with this wepari in the marketplace, keep your akhirat in front. And for that, we have to take out time and come into an environment, a mahal of dawat and iman. Learn to speak about akhirat. Otherwise, Allah warns us, Allah's promise is the truth. Don't be deceived by this dunya. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirat.